listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. The Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And because he knows our efforts and our attempt to get like him, to be more like him, he says, I see you in your efforts. And I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will impute something. I will place something in you that is so powerful that it is life-changing, life-conforming. It will allow you to be just like me, holy and righteous. There was not a man on the face of this earth that looked like Jesus, who could walk like Jesus, who could talk like Jesus. John the Baptist was a powerful man. He had to feel the power of the Holy Spirit. And God says, I will put something in you that is so unique, so powerful, that it will make you look unusual, different from what the world sees. The world sees our faults and our frailties. The world sees all of the faults that we have in this life. But Jesus said, I look far beyond your... And I saw your need. And your need was to be saved. And I sent my son to save you from your sins, your transgression, and all of the iniquities that fall in each and every one of our lives. I'm not perfect, but I'm striving to be more like him. But one day the Lord says, we have all been predestined to look just like him in holiness and righteousness and our sanctification, to be made holy. To be made just like him. First Peter 1:16 say, be holy because I am holy. As believers, we are set apart, uniquely different, set apart in the work for the Lord, equipped and anointed to share the truth and salvation. It is not unusual that when people fall out and jump and shout, there's something happening on the inside. Believers are equipped and anointed. There's an anointing in your life. There's an anointing that falls upon you when your life is being transformed and conformed. There should be something different about each of us. Something different about our daily lifestyle. People witness and see us as we go through life, and they either respect or they move. Because there is power. I'm told that it's shut up in your bone, that power that radiates on the inside, that power that only God has given us, that power that the Lord says, I have this power. And I'm giving a portion of this power to you so that you can look just like me. Second, in verse 21 and 22, God hears us and responds to us. Not only does he hear, but he responds. John said, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What does this mean? If our heart does not condemn us. Once a condemning heart has been silenced by resting on God's knowledge of all things, there comes a new confidence before God. Once my corrupted, chaotic, disobedient heart is silenced, God says, now I see you the way I desire for you to be. You can rest on God's knowledge of all things that come and have new confidence before God. I don't have to worry about what my heart used to be like. I don't have to worry about anything that I've done in life. I don't have to worry about what people say about me. I don't have to worry about how people abuse me. I don't have to worry about how they did get it from me. I don't have to worry because my heart has a new confidence, not in the things of man, but in the things of God. And the things of God. As believers, we've been commissioned to serve, to feed the hungry, to clothe those, and go and make new disciples. Love thy neighbor. And when we do those things, our heart does not condemn us. But if I have to do something for my neighbor and I talk about them, my heart is condemning me before God. If I've got to do something for you that is in need, and I don't want to do it, and I don't want to go, my heart is condemning me. If you don't want to be at church, you were better off at home, because your heart is condemning you. But when your heart is right, it does not condemn you before God. Because God isn't looking at the exterior man. God is looking at the interior man. God isn't concerned about the physical body. God is concerned about a spiritual body. God is more interested in what's in you than what's about you. And when your heart is right, when your ministry, when your walk, when your precept and your concept is right, you look just like him. See, we are not all right because we're still doing things that does not look like him. Even a pastor doesn't look like him 24/7, but when my heart is right, I look just like him. When your heart is right, you look just like him. And when we do those things, John said, and whatsoever we ask, we receive. What have you asked for? And whatsoever we ask, these aren't Reverend Matthew's words. These are God's words. And whatsoever we ask, maybe we ain't received nothing because we ain't asking for nothing. Maybe we haven't received anything because there's some blocking and some obstacles there. It says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive from him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Anybody praying? God is pleased with our heart when our heart is right. And a heart that obeys his word and follow him. The believer's heart should always be a heart of service and doing God's will. I've been told all my life, he said, you're always giving. You give. Every time you turn around, you're doing something for somebody, or you're giving. I don't know why I'm like that. I just am. I would rather see you happy than me happy. I would rather see you with money than me with money. When my brother was alive, I wanted him to have a good job, nice home, fine car. I didn't want it. But guess who got it? Because I was willing to give away what I was blessed with. The Lord says, oh no, I'm not going to allow you to do greater works than me. I will bless you according to my divine purpose, and I will bless you according to your riches and glory. Every single thing I've had was taken away, but God says, I've got something greater, and I've got something more. And so when you see stuff being taken away from, God got something greater, and God got something more. Acts 4:12 tells us, neither is thou salvation in any other, but that none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, and that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when we do this, God abides in us. When our faith is in Christ, the Holy Spirit takes up residence and resides within us. Look at what John said in verse 24. Now, he who keeps his commandments abide in him, and he in him. And by this we know. What is it that
we know?
That he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Jesus told the disciples to wait for the promise from God, which was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit abides within the believer. Felton, it doesn't abide in everybody. It abides in believers. The Holy Spirit cannot come into anybody's life unless an invitation has been extended. And if you have not extended an invitation, the Holy Spirit has said, I'm trying to get in. But you've got to extend an invitation, because until you break and extend an invitation, I'm waiting on the invitation. When you surrender your life, when you kneel on your knee and you call out to the Lord says, I hear your petition. And when he hears our petition, the Lord says, I've got some help that's coming to you. Jesus told the disciples to wait for the Comforter. Your Comforter is your help, because without your help, you can't do anything. This is a gift. The gift we as believers have that works within us. As believers, we have been given this assurance that we are saved. Not because we're good, Jesus. Not because we are good, but because he is gracious. Our Lord God is gracious. God's unmerited favor. God, inexhaustible supply of goodness. And when we receive this grace and this mercy, we have the assurance as believers to know where we are headed after this life. I ain't scared of death. I know when my time comes, the Lord has already assured me. Because see, when you see the promised land, when you have had a conversation with the Lord, when the Lord over and over sent angels before your presence, when the Lord says even the enemy try to take you down and take you out, he said, I've got protection around you, but one day, one great day, I will see you in your holiness and righteousness. I will see you, and I already prescribed from the very foundation of the world, I will meet you, and I will bless you, and I will reward you. But when you have an anointing on your life, you are unusually different. God has made you that way. And people don't know, because they can't understand what you see. People don't know, because they don't understand what you feel. But when something hit you on the inside, something turns around on the inside, and you shout, and you don't even know why you're shouting, and you wave your hand because you don't know why you're waving your hand, and you stomp your feet because you don't know why you're stomping your feet, then you know what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. So we say, let the redeemed say so. So we say,
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this